Good afternoon. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines. President Trump says he is taking a malaria drug to lessen symptoms should he get the new coronavirus, even though the drug is unproven for fighting COVID-19. Trump told reporters today that he has been taking the drug hydroxychloroquine and a zinc supplement for about a week and a half now. Trump spent weeks pushing the drug as a potential cure for COVID-19 against the cautionary advice of many of his administration's top medical professionals. Trump says his doctor did not recommend the drug to him, but he requested it from the White House physician. Trump says, "I started taking it because I think it's good. I've heard a lot of good stories." Lupus patients have reported difficulty in finding hydroxychloroquine, which they rely on. Florida higher education officials are working on a plan to reopen campuses in the fall. Here's more from Jessica Bakeman.
Florida's dozen public universities closed their campuses in mid-March and shifted classes online in hopes of slowing the spread of the coronavirus. But come August, their tens of thousands of students could be back on campus. Leaders of the state university system say they're preparing to reopen in the fall. The system's chancellor will provide guidelines during a meeting later this month. And then in June, leaders of the individual universities will present their own specific reopening plans. Sid Kitson, chair of the board that oversees the university system, said in a statement, quote, "Our measured and thoughtful approach will be informed by science and medical professionals." I'm Jessica Bakeman in Miami.
Today, Florida entered its full phase one reopening of the economy, which includes gyms. According to the Pinellas Sheriff's Office, tattoo shops and massage parlors can operate with restrictions. A news release says that under the governor's orders, the only businesses that cannot operate are bars, pubs, and nightclubs that derive more than 50% gross revenue from the sale of alcoholic beverages. Florida Retail Federation CEO Scott Shalley says the COVID-19 pandemic has been devastating for the state's 270,000 stores, most of which are small businesses. However, Shalley says he has received mostly positive feedback from shoppers and employees during phased reopening over the past 2 weeks regarding safety measures stores have put in place. That includes plexiglass barriers, contactless purchasing, and increased sanitation.
"We were concerned that maybe folks wouldn't turn out, but I think the steps that are being taken to ensure a safe shopping experience have really encouraged people to step out and visit their local retailers."
According to the Florida Department of Health website updated this morning, there are now more than 46,400 people who have tested positive for coronavirus in Florida. 1,997 people have died in Florida. More than 8,300 people are hospitalized. That's a number that continues to grow. There are almost certainly more cases because not everyone is tested. 10 more Guatemalans deported from the United States last week have tested positive for COVID-19 upon their return. A Guatemalan health official who was not authorized to discuss the information publicly and requested anonymity said yesterday they had been aboard a May 13th flight from Louisiana. Last week, health authorities said three people from the flight had tested positive for the virus. It's the latest example of an ongoing problem that now accounts for at least 115 infected Guatemalans. Wildlife managers are celebrating a significant milestone in a more than $2 million effort to rescue North America's most endangered bird from extinction. Amy Green reports after the first captive-raised Florida grasshopper sparrows were released last year to the wild, some now are beginning to breed.
Less than 2 months into the breeding season, at least two captive-raised Florida grasshopper sparrows have fledged young on the Central Florida prairie, their native habitat. Mary Peterson of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service says it's a big achievement in a groundbreaking effort. Never before has a sparrow species been bred in captivity and released.
"When we released them, we had hopes, but, you know, we never really knew what would happen, if they would, you know, act like normal birds, if they would know how to forage, if they would make it through the winter, and if they did, if they would behave normally during the breeding season."
At last count, some 80 Florida grasshopper sparrows were left in the wild. Amy Green in Orlando.
Here's the weather in the Tampa Bay area tonight. Breezy with more thunderstorms likely this evening and a chance of scattered thunderstorms overnight. Lows will be in the mid-70s. Tomorrow, it'll be mostly sunny and breezy. A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible. Highs tomorrow will be in the mid-80s. I'm Sean Canaan with the WMNF News headlines on 88.5 FM, on WMNF.org, and on the WMNF app.